Good morning, Dave, and good morning, Exville. New in at Sundance Books and Music, we've got Vittles. Yes, by Ronnie Lundy. This is a Clarkson Potter cookbook. It is one of their classic, beautifully, I mean, you could put it on your coffee table as well as cook with it. And Emmylou Harris even blurbs it. She says it's a marvelous travelogue and history of an underappreciated and often misrepresented part of America, its people and culture. And it is the food of the Appalachian Mountains and the Southeast. So Vittles, that is. We've got brand new in the Guinness World Records 2017. And this, of course, has all some of the most craziest and creepy and you just kind of can't put it down sort of books. From facts of explorations that have occurred in extreme environments to big stuff such as the largest wheelbarrow and on and on. So for the fans of the odd and weird and record setting, there's the Guinness World Records 2017 in. Next in, we have Saba Tahir's A Torch Against the Night. This is the follow-up to her book, An Ember in the Ashes. And A Torch Against the Night takes the readers on a complex and harrowing journey deep into the hearts of the unforgettable characters that we met initially in Ember in the Ashes. And this was a huge seller, first book out, and now you are ready for the second installment. Louise Penny, the fantastic mystery writer, her latest book is out. It's called The Great Reckoning. And in Penny's latest Armand Gamache mystery, we encounter an intricate old map that was stuffed into the walls of a bistro in Three Pines. And it seems, at first it seems no more than a curiosity, but as the villagers take a closer look, of course, it becomes stranger and it becomes a great mystery. So the latest Louise Penny. We have Baking Day at Grandma's by Anika Denise and illustrator Christopher Dennis. And this is incredibly adorable board book, and it is about going to Grandma's in the upcoming fall and winter and cooking with Grandma and hanging out and learning what she does. Oh, and by the way, Grandma is a bear, and so are the grandkids. It's really quite cute. And we're going to wrap it up with a book called Why Write. It's a masterclass on the art of writing and why it matters by Mark Edmondson, who is also the author of Why Read and Why Teach. And the question is, why write when sometimes it feels like so few people read anymore, or that what they're reading really makes a difference or changes lives? And the answer to why we write and why we should look into it is because writing is one of the greatest human goods there is. And writing teaches us to think. It can bring our minds to birth, as well as once we find our home with words, there are few more pleasurable human activities than writing and reading. So a treatise on why write and why it makes our lives better. And that's what we have new in at Sundance Books and Music. Read safe, read often.